Before I greet you, I have to ask your cooperation. Amen. There's a way that I want you to answer. Amen. And it's not so much for me, but it's what the Holy Spirit wants. Amen. I like to do what the Holy Spirit wants. Amen. I find we get better results that way. Amen. So when I greet you, this is how you respond. We greet you, man of God. Can you do that? Are you ready to do that? I greet you, the sons of Abraham. We'll have to try again. Yeah, you first translate, then. I greet you, the sons of Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen. The book of Romans says that Abraham is the father of us all in the presence of him whom he believed. Amen. Even God who raises the dead and calls the things that be not as though they are. Amen. We are all sons of Abraham through faith in Jesus. Amen. I want you please to turn with me in your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 1. I was blessed by the testimonies that you shared with us. Amen. Where's the brother with the nice red shoes? Hallelujah. Sportivo, eh? Right. Your last offering that you gave, your last offering, not yesterday's offering, or the offering before, but your last offering is a portrait of your faith in God. Amen. What leaves your hand determines what leaves God's hand. Amen. Have you found Isaiah chapter 1? Let's read from verse 18. Come now, let us reason together, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Amen. What is God saying here? He says he wants to change something. Amen. He says, though you are like this, I will make you. Who wants to be changed? Amen. Every day, Jesus. Amen. From faith to faith. From glory to glory. Amen. Verse 19. If you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. if you are willing and obedient, you will what will happen? You will eat the good of the land. It's the word of the Lord. Amen. And God's word cannot be changed. It's eternal. If you are willing, what does it mean to be willing? It means to have a good attitude. Amen. I have a willing attitude and obedient. A good action. If I have a good attitude and good actions, I will eat the good of the land. The word of the Lord. Amen. Are you all with me? Hallelujah. Verse 20. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. It is the word of God. If you are willing, a good attitude, and obedient, right actions, you will eat the good of the land. But if you refuse bad actions and rebel, bad attitude, you will be devoured by the sword. It is the word of God. Cannot be changed. Amen. Anything that I do is a combination of two things. The skill that I have in doing it and the attitude that I display while doing it. Everything. It's a combination of those two things. Amen. Where's my man at the back there? Now, you had mathematics at school? Amen. It's about that subject where you got a lot of hidings, huh? Or on the hand. This is a x-axis. Axis, yeah. It's an axis of attitude. It's a line of attitude. On the left, it's a negative attitude. Amen. In the middle is a neutral attitude. Come and see, commissar. On the side is a positive attitude. In everything I do, my attitude can be plotted somewhere along this line. Amen. Won't you roll up this flag for me? The vertical axis is the axis of action. Positive action, negative action. Amen. Action or life skill. Abilities. Abilities to conduct your life properly. Wisdom. Knowledge. Skill. Understanding. You know? All the things that determine how you act. Amen. My question is, where can we plot you on this graph? Go one back, brother. One back. If you are willing, good attitude, and obedient, good action. That means you up here in this sector, you will eat the good of the land. It's the word of the Lord. It's got nothing to do on being saved or not. It's the word of the Lord. Cannot be broken. Dangerous, this thing. Next one, brother. If you refuse bad action, you rebel, negative attitude, you'll be destroyed by the sword. You're cursed. You are cursed. For the word of the Lord has spoken it. Cannot be changed. Put the next one up. So, I've numbered these sectors. A, B, C, D. Where can I plot you? Where do you fit in? This one here, people who have a bad attitude and poor life skills. This side here, people have a good attitude, but they're just stupid. They make mistakes, but they always say sorry. Amen. This one here, people have good skills, but a bad attitude. This is where we should be. Good attitude, good skills. Amen. Eat the fat of the land. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm blessed coming in, going out. Amen. You know, sometimes when it comes to your job, you might be here. You've got good skills. Know how to do the work. Nice, positive attitude. But when it comes to your marriage, bad attitude. I can ask your wife, she'll tell me. Or your husband. Amen. They know what you're like when you're not in church. They'll be able to tell me where I can plot your marriage. Amen. Remember, Jesus loves you. Amen. That's why he sent me here. Amen. The love of God has only one motive. The motive of the love of God is the love of God. Amen. Where do you fit in? My man at the back. This is a picture of society. Not everybody is at the top. Amen. In any area of life, not everybody plays for Portugal. Amen. A lot of guys play football, but not everybody plays for Portugal. Amen. So all areas of society, some are at the top, some are at the bottom. Come on, guys. Are they with me? Oh, sorry. Apology. Poor life skills. Bad attitude. Amen. Next one. B. Devoured by the sword. Always in trouble. Always make mistakes. Always make the wrong decisions. Bad attitude. Always blame the rich. Always blame the government. Never themselves. Always blame their mother. Blame their father. Blame their brothers. Blame the pastor. Amen. Always in trouble. Amen. You'll be devoured by the sword. You are cursed. The word of the Lord has spoken it. Cannot be changed. Amen. Next one. But here, good life skills, good attitude, right? Top of the pile. Amen. Next one. Now, we have two other quadrants. Which of those is going to be the top one and which is the bottom one? Next one. Next one. A or C. Well, for that we have to go to the scripture. Amen. Luke chapter 18. Hallelujah. Let me find my scripture. Luke chapter 18, verse 9. He also spoke this parable to them, to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up to the temple to pray. One a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself: God, I thank you that I am not like other men, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all that I possess. Now here we have a Pharisee. He's got good life skills. He's doing everything that he should be doing. He's fasting. He's tithing. He's praying. He's got good life skills. But what about his attitude? Attitude is bad. Right? So the next one. put the next slide up. Pharisee. Good life skills. Bad attitude. Amen. The other man is a tax collector. Hated by society. Amen. Collecting money for the enemy. Amen. Is a picture of a man with poor life skills. Verse 13. And the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Amen. Bad life skills, but what can you tell me about his attitude? Amen. He's got a good attitude. So he's here. Amen. Made all the wrong choices. But he has a good attitude. Crying out for the mercy of God. Amen. Let's see how God rates them. Verse 14. I tell you that this man, he went down to his house justified instead of the other. Next one there. So, see. Amen. Next one. And A. So it seems to me that God favors more the one who has poor life skills. But has a good attitude. Above the one who has good skills. But a poor attitude. A good attitude gets favor with God. Amen. One moment of favor is worth a lifetime of struggle. Amen. People that have good life skills and a poor attitude always the troublemakers. Amen. They always know better. Amen. Especially in the church. Amen. Know everything. Know better than the pastor. Nobody can teach me anything. No favor with God. Amen. An offense to God. Watch out. Are you still with me? Amen. Can we carry on? Let's see what's on the night's next one. So the question remains. If we take an overall picture of your life, where do we plot you? There? Or here? Or there? Or here? Good question, huh? Amen. Good question to ask yourself. You do a bit of a checkup on the condition of your heart. Amen. Is my heart still right with God? Amen. Now, obviously, in the spiritual dimension, this applies to all of us. Next slide. Salvation moves you from there to there. Amen. When we were unsaved, amen, we were all serving the devil. Amen. You might think you weren't serving the devil, but I can assure you, you were serving the devil. Amen. Poor life skills and a bad heart. Amen. But when we are saved, God gives us a new heart. Amen. So He moves us from this side to that side. Say, but why doesn't He move us there? Remember that what Paul wrote to the Ephesian church. He says that those who steal, or those who stole, those let them steal no more. What does that tell you? It means he has born again thieves in his church. He says that those who stole, but now have moved here. Amen. Who have a new heart, but still have the old life skills. Stop stealing. Amen. That means they now hear. Next slide. The process of moving from there to there, it's called sanctification. Amen. That's a process. While that process is ongoing, don't lose your nice attitude. Amen. You can take a peppermint for your breath. But not for your attitude. Amen. Can I have the next slide? Once you are here, and your attitude hardens, you backslide to there. Amen. You still know the Bible? You still know how to pray? You still know how the church works? You still have the pastor's cell phone number? But your heart has turned against God. And you're a backslider. The backslider in his heart is satisfied with his own ways. Amen. Can I have the next slide? This is where you want to be. Amen. You want to do the right things in a better way. Amen. You want to migrate up to that point there for the glory of God. Amen. Right, now that the mathematical lesson is finished, I can begin with my sermon. Amen. This is only the introduction. It's only 20 to 10. Hallelujah. Please turn with me in your Bibles to 2 Kings chapter 6. Praise God. 2 Kings chapter 6. Verse 1. Versículo 1. Capítulo 6, versículo 1. Dois reis. Amém. No, no. My glasses are not on. I don't have Portuguese glasses on. Amen. Have you found that scripture? And the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, see now, the place where we dwell with you is too small for us. Please let us go to the Jordan, and let every man take a beam there from there, and let us make there a place where we may dwell. And he answered, go. Then one said, please consent to go with your servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to the Jordan, they cut down trees. Amen. Now we have a picture here of a group of believers or a church that have it in their heart to expand. Amen. And Elisha is a picture of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's like Christians praying and says, God help us, we want to stretch out. Amen. So we want to go down to the river and we want to cut down trees and make beams. Because we want to build a bigger place. Amen. Who wants to grow in the things of God? Amen. Amen. We want God to stretch us. Amen. And one says, please, but you have to go with us. Amen. And the Holy Spirit says, I'll come. Hallelujah. You know, we can do nothing without the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Spirit is running the church. Amen. Not the leadership. The Holy Spirit runs the leadership. Amen. So if they try to go somewhere without Him, they'll be laboring on their own. Amen. If you want to go somewhere without Him, without His permission, without His presence, you are destined for failure. You're moving up to sector A. Amen. Let's continue. Verse 5. But as one was cutting down a tree, the iron axe head fell into the water. And he cried out and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where did it fall? And he showed him the place. So he cut off a stick and threw it in there. And he made the iron float. Therefore he said, pick it up for yourself. So he reached out his hand and he took it. Amen. An axe is a tool. Amen. It's a picture of your life skill. The abilities that you have to solve the problems of life. Is that X? Amen. The process of making an axe head is not complicated. I've had the privilege to be in a factory where they make axes. It comes just as a piece of steel. Amen. And they punch a hole through it so that they can stick a handle in. Amen. Then they begin to pound it. They begin to forge it. Forja. Boom, boom. Amen. Hit it with big hammers. To shape it from a square piece of steel into an axe head. Amen. That's why your teacher, when you wouldn't receive the mathematics through your ears, had to hit it in from the bottom. Amen. Life skills sometimes have to be beaten into you. Amen. Life skills come with discipline. Amen. With exercise. With pressure beating on you. Amen. To turn you from a fool to somebody it's worthwhile. Amen. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. But the rod of correction will drive it from him. Amen. I'm probably speaking against the law of the land here. It's the word of God. Amen. Once the piece of steel has been beaten into shape, they take it and stick it in the fire. To temper it. Amen. Temporar. More or less. Amen. Because the steel is too soft. It won't keep a cutting edge. You understand what he's saying? Amen. Amen. If the steel is too soft, it goes blunt. Amen. It has to be hardened. Has to be tempered. You stick it in the fire. Then in the water. Then in the fire. Then in the water. Then in the fire. Amen. Sounds like what God is doing to you. Amen. He's creating in you a temper. A temper. Amen. If the steel is too hard, it also loses its cutting edge. It has to be just right. Amen. The temper has to be just right. Amen. Now I'm going to make your life even more difficult. I know. In English, we have an expression to lose your temper. Amen. It comes from this process of making steel. If the steel loses its temper, it becomes useless. Amen. Perdera temperada. Whatever. Amen. In English, there's another expression. Is to fly off the handle. Let me explain it. If the axe is blunt, amen, you have to hit hard. Right? Amen. And harder. Till eventually the axe head is going to come loose. And it's going to fly off the handle. Exactly like we read here. Amen. Here's a picture of a man with a borrowed axe. Amen. He's probably a young man. He doesn't even have his own axe. He lacks life skills. Amen. It's a problem with young people. They lack life skills. So they borrow them from their friends. They do what the others do. If the others drink, they drink. If the others smoke, they smoke. If the others use drugs, they use drugs. They're living their life with a borrowed axe. They lack life skills. They have a bad attitude. The enemy will devour them. Amen. You as a parent, you have to give your son an axe. Amen. Don't let him get an axe from his teacher. Or from his friends. It is your job to give him an axe. Amen. And to teach him to sharpen it. So that he can overcome the problems of life. Otherwise, he'll suffer the fate of this man. Amen. Working with a borrowed axe. Amen. It's the same in the spirit. God has given you a gift. That's your axe. Amen. It has its own cutting edge. It's unique to you. Amen. And God has forged it. And tempered it. and wants to sharpen it so that he can use you for what he's called you to do. Amen. Don't try and live your life by somebody else's revelation. Don't try and operate on a borrowed anointing. God made you unique. Amen. So here's the young man. One thing about him, he has a good attitude. Amen. He's helping. Amen. He wants to be part of what's happening. But he doesn't have life skills. It's a borrowed axe. A borrowed axe is never taken care of. Amen. A man who lends out his axe doesn't care. So the axe is blunt. Amen. And he has to use force. And hit hard. And the axe head flies off the handle. And falls in the river. Amen. And it's gone. It dies. Amen. Now if you had a bad attitude, it's a but he doesn't. Amen. Praise God. He says, alas, master. Help me, Jesus. I've messed up again. I've made a mistake. Help me, Lord. I didn't listen to you. I didn't listen to my father. I listened to my friends. Now I'm in trouble. Please help me, Lord. Amen. He has a good attitude. He lacks skill. Amen. But he has a good attitude. Amen. You can always learn skill. But a man who has a bad attitude, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Amen. Who's not married here? Who's not married? Now, you young people that are not married, don't pick a partner who has good life skills but a bad attitude. Amen. And think you're going to change him or change her. Amen. You'll be sorry. Amen. Just because he's rich and he knows how to make money, but he's got stinking thinking. Amen. You'll be living at the bottom of the pile. Amen. Yeah, but he said he'll change. And I believe him. You fool. If he can change, let me ask you this. Then why hasn't he changed? If he says he's going to change, what has stopped him from changing? He has a bad attitude by choice. Amen. As a man thinks in his heart, so is he. No man can change himself. Only Jesus. Amen. So here we have the man with the borrowed axe. Amen. And here's the tree. And he's been unable to cut this tree. Amen. The tree represents the problem in his life that he does not have the skill to overcome. Amen. That thing that stops him. But he goes to the prophet and he cries out for help. Amen. The prophet says, show me the place. Show me the place where it fell. He who hides his sin will not prosper. Amen. But he who confesses it and forsakes it will receive mercy. Where did it happen? Amen. God can only help you if you are open with him. This is the mistake I made. This is what I did wrong. Amen. The prophet comes. His blade is sharp. And from that same tree, he cuts a branch. Amen. That branch represents a gift of the Spirit that is suited to your problem. Amen. Whether it's a word from God, whether it's a prophecy, whether it's a healing, whatever is necessary, the Holy Spirit takes exactly what is necessary from that same problem. Amen. Not from another problem. If the tree is a man who has mistreated me, then it's that man that I have to forgive. Amen. A branch from the same tree has to be thrown into that problem. Amen. And the axe head floats. There's a restoration. Let's stand.